U.S. President Joe Biden made a surprise visit to Kyiv Monday, nearly 1 year after Russia invaded the country. He was welcomed by his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky.
Today we host President Biden. That is so important signal for us, and all we are proud of it. Thank you very much for coming, Mr. President. That is a huge moment of supporting of the Ukraine.
The defiant display of Western solidarity comes days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And air raid sirens howl just as Presidents Biden and Zelensky finished a visit to the St. Michael's Cathedral. Then they laid wreaths at the Wall of Remembrance honoring soldiers killed since 2014, the year Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Elsewhere, a plaque dedicated to President Biden was unveiled in Kyiv's Alley of Courage on Monday. He's expected to leave for Poland anytime now. Japan will offer Ukraine fresh financial support worth $5.5 billion, Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said Monday, days before the first anniversary of Russia's invasion. He said the government would seek Parliament's approval for the amendment of relevant laws and rules to allow the funds to be delivered. Japan has joined Western powers in imposing sanctions on Russia and has provided humanitarian, although not military, aid to Ukraine since last February. Japan holds this year's Group of Seven presidency, and Kishida also announced he will host a video conference of the bloc's leaders with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. Again, 1 year since Russia began its war. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After heavy rain, mudslides barreled through homes in North Sao Paulo State, while some annual carnival festivals have